The Adventures of Packy the Rat podcast by Beth Stories. Episode 8, Lily Gets a Haircut. When you're sick in bed, a good story always helps pass the time. Well, it just so happens that all 7 children had had a bad cough and fever, and they had been sick in bed for a couple days, and they were getting bored. Their mom had a solution to help that. Yep, an Adventures of Packy the Rat story. So listen up, said their mom, and who knows, you might even find yourself feeling a little better, as she began the next story. In the last episode, Priscilla had been hurt, and Packy had gotten their medical supply bag from the farmhouse. They cleaned Priscilla's wound, and it was healing nicely. All of the barn animals were relieved to hear that Priscilla was recovering and that she was feeling much better. While Packy and Priscilla were still staying at the pond, they had set up a spot under a tree, and the whole time while Priscilla was recovering, Lily the sheep and her little lamb twins had stayed out at the pond with her, and they were great company for Priscilla. Then the farmhands had come out to the pond as well. They had come to shave the sheep for their wool. Priscilla was very interested in how this would work. While she was laying under the tree healing and getting better, she learned how wool was made. And once they shaved the sheep, the wool was cleaned. And then the farmhands took the wool that was taken off the sheep and twisted it into a long thread. And then this thread was wound around and around to shape it into like a big ball of yarn. Priscilla was so fascinated in this whole process, she took some wool and spun herself a ball of yarn as well. She found a few sticks that could be used as needles to knit with the yarn, and she decided to knit Packy and herself backpacks. She thought it would be very useful when they were out on a run. They could place anything they found in these backpacks instead of always having to pack things into their cheeks. And now it is important to know that this whole time Packy stayed very close to Priscilla. He always kept her in sight, and he was not going to leave until he knew she was all better. So, to pass the time, he floated around on his blue ball in the pond, and Ginger and her goslings, along with Buddy, visited often. And today, when Ginger, the goslings, and Buddy came for a visit, Packy was in the pond already. The goslings quickly jumped into the pond to join Packy. Packy was trying to ignore them, and he just wanted to enjoy floating on his ball. But the thing about those baby goslings is that these baby goslings have been growing very fast. In fact, they're not so little anymore. And when they came up to Packy and pecked his ball, well, those beaks did more than just peck. They popped the ball. They popped it like a balloon. The air came rushing out, sending the ball flying out of the water all around the pond with Packy still on it. And when the ball and Packy landed, they landed hard by the water's edge. Packy stood up. He had his angry face and shouted, "Hey, why did you do that?" "Oh, Packy, why, those little goslings don't know their own strength. They didn't mean to pop your ball," honked Ginger, "honk, honk." But before Packy could say anything else, he heard Priscilla, and Priscilla was calling Packy. "Packy!" Packy immediately rushed over and shouted, "Priscilla, what's wrong? Are you okay?" Yes, I'm fine, I promise," said Priscilla. "But look what I made." Packy was relieved to know she was okay. Then he looked at the backpacks. Packy absolutely loved the backpack. "Wow, it fits great. Look, I can run and jump with it all around with it on. Look." And Packy had a great big smile. It even made him forget about the blue ball that had popped. Then Ginger came over and honked. "My goodness, Priscilla, honk, honk. I do hope you're feeling better." Priscilla smiled and said, "Yes, I am much better." "Will you be coming back to the barn soon?" Then Ginger honked. "Honk, honk." Priscilla was happy to answer with a big, great big, "Yes, of course." "Oh, good," honked Ginger. "Everyone at the barn is planning a birthday party for Henry tomorrow. And now that you're feeling better, you'll be able to make it. Honk, honk, honk," Ginger honked. "Oh, but we do have a problem," sighed Buddy. "Usually a shipment of sweet molasses oats arrives for Henry's birthday. Every year, he gets a great big bag of sweet oats. The shipment of supplies for the week came today, but there was no bag of sweet oats," Buddy told them. "I don't think the new owner, Mr. Snyder, even knows it's Henry's birthday, or that Henry would get sweet oats every year on his birthday." "Oh, that's a shame," said Priscilla. "We have to do something for Henry," Priscilla cried. "Yeah, we never could have saved the baby gosling without Henry's help," said Packy. "Yes, yes, yes, that's true," said Ginger. "That awful storm, hiss, hiss, hiss." "I have an idea," said Packy. "I'll go up to the farmhouse and get something for Henry for his birthday. Something sweet," said Packy. "How are you going to do that?" Priscilla wanted to know. "Well, the total darkness plan has been used already, and I don't think it would work a second time," said Packy. "I'm not so sure how I should get in there. Does anybody have any ideas?" sighed Packy. "We need a distraction, so I have long enough to grab some sweets and get out of there. But what should I do?" said Packy. Then Packy spotted the balls of yarn next to Priscilla. He remembered his big blue bouncy ball. Said Packy, "I might have an idea. You know, that blue bouncy ball belonged to that dog, because dogs love to play catch with the toys like that bouncy ball, and cats love to play with toys too," Packy said as he was thinking out loud. "And cats like to chase little balls around, just like dogs, right?" continued Packy. "Yes, I believe so," said Priscilla, "but I don't see how that'll help." "Well, I bet that busted blue ball kept that dog occupied for hours," Packy said. "So I was thinking, what if I take some of those balls of yarn in my backpack? I could use them as a distraction," Packy said excitedly. "Somehow, without Celia seeing me, I'll toss one of the balls of yarn near her, and maybe I can get her to start chasing it and playing with it," Packy told his friends. "And then, as she's playing when chasing the ball, I can grab some sweets for Henry's birthday party and then get back out of there without her knowing," Packy continued. "That sounds like an excellent idea," said Buddy. "I agree," said Priscilla, "but I'm going too." "Oh, good heavens, are you sure you're well enough?" honked Ginger. "A fever is nothing to take lightly. Hiss, hiss." "I've been resting for days. My cut is healed. I'm ready for an adventure," said Priscilla. "Okay," said Packy, "if you're sure, I could use the help." Little Jeffrey cried, "But I want to help Packy." No, you are too little," said Packy. "Oh, hiss, hiss, hiss," said Jeffrey. "I never get to have any fun." And then Ginger honked. "That's enough, little Jeffrey. A trip to the farmhouse with a cat is no place for a little gosling. Honk, honk, honked," Ginger scolded. Little Jeffrey just flapped his wings and sat back down. "We have to get right up to the farmhouse right away," said Packy. "Yes, we have no time to waste," agreed Priscilla. Packy put the three balls of yarn into his backpack, and Packy and Priscilla hopped onto Buddy's back to head right up to the farmhouse. Packy told Priscilla that once he finds a safe spot that is out of sight from Celia, he'll toss one of the balls of yarn towards her. Then he told Priscilla, "When you see that Celia is starting to play with the ball, you scurry to get the sweets for Henry." "Wow, I'm just so glad you're feeling better and can join me, Priscilla, because I know you'll find what Henry likes," Packy whispered. "My job will be to keep Celia the cat distracted long enough for you to get what we need," Packy continued. Priscilla nodded her head to show she understood. Buddy dropped them off safely to the back door, and he waited outside the door and used his hoof to keep the door propped open so Packy and Priscilla could get back out quickly. Before they entered, Packy said, "I have three attempts to make this work and keep her distracted. Hopefully this will work, and it will distract her long enough to give you enough time to get what we need." Priscilla nodded again to let Packy know she understood. Packy and Priscilla were super quiet entering the farmhouse. Packy spotted Celia. She was just laying in her bed. And Packy found a perfect spot behind a curtain to stay hidden. It was close enough to toss those balls of yarn to Celia and stay out of sight. Priscilla quietly climbed and jumped up onto the counter. And when she got onto the counter, she crouched down low to stay out of sight. Packy took a ball out of the backpack and rolled it. The ball went right past Celia. Celia didn't even notice it. "Drat," sighed Packy. "That cat never cooperates." Then Packy thought, maybe I tossed it too fast. Maybe I should bounce the ball. So Packy threw the ball up. The ball of yarn bounced and bounced. Celia the cat's tail went up. She pounced on the ball, and she started swatting it. Priscilla saw that this was her cue to move. She quickly darted down along the counter and quickly started grabbing food into her backpack. She had strawberries and sugar cubes, and then, best of all, she found some cheese. And her backpack was full. She couldn't fit any more into the backpack. She looked to see if it was safe to get down off the counter. So far, so good. Celia really seemed interested in that ball of yarn. Celia was swatting the ball all around, so Packy was looking at Priscilla and told her to come on down. So Priscilla quickly ran along the counter to climb back down the same way she had gotten up. But as she was running along the counter, she hit a fork, and before she could grab it, it dropped to the floor. Celia heard the noise and looked over. Priscilla dove onto the counter and lay as flat as she could. Celia was looking over at the fork on the floor, not up on the counter, so luckily she didn't see Priscilla. Celia was still distracted with her play, and so she just continued to swat the ball of yarn around. But now she swatted it very close to Packy. Packy was still hidden behind the curtain and stayed very still. Oh, good. Celia was still too engaged in her play, didn't even know Packy was there. Luckily, she gave the ball of yarn a big swat and sent it flying into the next room. Packy and Priscilla didn't waste a second. They scurried to the back door and got outside as quickly as they could. They were so relieved. It was close, but they had gotten in and out without too much trouble. And once they were on Buddy's back and headed down the steps, they let out a sigh of relief. Whew! And then Packy looked behind him. He noticed the goslings were following them. He laughed. Even when I'm riding on Buddy, those goslings still follow me. Priscilla turned around and watched the goslings following them. Then she realized they were pecking at something. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 cried Priscilla. What is it? Asked Packy. My backpack. I forgot to tie it closed. They're pecking at the food that dropped out, Priscilla told Packy. Oh, no, said Packy. That means the goslings are eating the food for Henry's party. Yes, cried Priscilla. Oh, how much of it fell out? Asked Packy. Oh, dear, nearly all of it. I had strawberries and sugar cubes and cheese, sighed Priscilla. Okay, well, we just have to go back. We did it once, we can do it again. I have one more ball of yarn to help distract Celia. Oh, I hope it'll be enough, Packy said. It has to be, said Priscilla. Let's try. Drat those goslings, said Packy. It's my fault. I should have tied the bag, said Priscilla. But let's go. We can do it again. So Buddy quietly went back up the steps again. He waited with his hoof in the door for them to come out again. And Celia was back lying in her bed, and Packy scurried quickly behind that same curtain, and Priscilla slowly inched her way to the counter, waiting for Celia to get distracted by that ball of yarn for her second go-around. Packy bounced the ball of yarn past Celia, and luckily, Celia the cat didn't hesitate to chase the ball and swatted it around. And this plan worked so easy, thought Packy. Priscilla was already on the counter, loading up her backpack. Packy glanced up at her, and Priscilla gave him the two thumbs up to let him know she was ready to leave. Wow, this was going very well. Priscilla quickly climbed back down and onto the floor, and they were all set to leave, and luckily Celia was still entertained by that ball of yarn. Packy and Priscilla were ready to dash out the door until Celia swatted the ball of yarn, and it rolled right up to them. Oh no, Celia the cat has swatted the ball of yarn, and it stopped right in front of Packy and Priscilla. Yikes, cried Priscilla. What do we do? Don't move a muscle, whispered Packy. Packy and Priscilla stood frozen, waiting to see what Celia would do next. And they heard a loud thump, 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 thump coming down the stairs. It was Mr. Snyder. He was coming down the stairs. He called out for Celia. Celia, Celia, where are you? Celia turned her head at the sound of Mr. Snyder's voice. Packy didn't hesitate. He grabbed Priscilla by the arm and said, run! It was just enough of a head start for them to get to the door and get out before Celia had time to reach them. Packy and Priscilla could hear Celia slam against the closed door, and then they heard Celia let out a loud, wow! Oh, that was a close one, said Packy. Too close, said Priscilla. Thank goodness for Mr. Snyder. Priscilla tied her backpack very tight. Packy shouted, see you next time, Celia. You can't get Packy the rat. Packy heard Celia say, meow, meow. And Becky and Priscilla jumped onto Buddy's back and said, "Okay, Buddy, we are all set. Let's go." So Buddy started down the steps again, and Betty happily started trotting towards the barn. So make sure you catch the next episode of the Adventures of Packy the Rat's podcast by Best Stories as the barn gets ready to celebrate Henry's birthday.